Have you read about No Impact Man? There's this guy who lives in New York City, and he's trying to live for a full year without negatively impacting the environment. He's doing this wuss-ass shit, like never riding in elevators, not owning a car, and bicycling everywhere, and not eating any food that isn't locally produced. He has a big garden at the back of his house, and his wife and kids have got to be super pissed at him. But so anyway, the guy got a big book deal, getting paid thousands of dollars to write about his experience. He got a movie deal, so there's going to be a movie made about his experience. His experience. His pussy, little wussy experience. And why shouldn't I get in on that action? But not in a pussy way. My way was like No Impact Man if his dad was Ted Nugent. Extreme No Impact Man. I sold all my shit and bought a handgun. I even sold my house. I kept my leather pants because I knew they would last the longest. I kept my leather shoes and my leather jacket, but not a t-shirt. I had a leather fanny pack that I used to keep all my bullets in. Also, my driver's license and a small leather-bound book that I was going to fill with my experiences so I could sell them later for insane amounts of money. I put all the money from selling my shit in the bank. Just because I didn't own anything except my leather clothes, and my bullets, and my leather fanny pack, and my driver's license, and my gun, doesn't mean I can't stow the money in the bank to pick up a little interest while I'm homeless and having no environmental impact, right? So I slept in the park, and I shot squirrels and dogs, and I cooked them over little fires that I made with twigs and leaves. I will now grace you with an excerpt from my notes. December 17th. Killed two squirrels in the park today. 38 special was a bad choice. It punches out too much of the meat unless I get a headshot. Cooked and ate them. The meat was chemical tasting. This dirty city infects everything it touches. Skinned the squirrels, tanning them now. Soon I will be able to get rid of my disgusting chemical tasting leather coat and make a squirrel pelt jacket. Then I will truly be a badass. That's not a bad title, is it? Then I will truly be a badass. And I'm not ashamed to tell you that I did make my dog and squirrel pelt jacket. I used the squirrel's own skin as a thick, coarse thread that I used to hold the pieces together. After a while, I even added a hoodie part, so that my face was ringed with dried, dead squirrel heads. At that point, I had become a badass. That's another good title. I had become a badass. During the day, I would sleep in the sewers. I would also be in the sewers if it was raining. My dog and squirrel pelt jacket wasn't very good at keeping the rain out. Also, I had to avoid those who would attempt to destroy or corrupt my mission. I would come out at night. Until I started to run out of bullets. I knew what would happen eventually. It was just another step in my process, like getting rid of the pants and jacket and replacing them with my own handmade goods. I had imagined that I would become proficient at hunting without the gun, and could provide myself with meats using a spear or something. The problem was, my spears always turned out shitty. Throwing a shitty spear at a squirrel in the dark is incredibly difficult. And then my fanny pack got stolen. My gun, all my remaining bullets, my driver's license. Some homeless motherfucker must have snuck up on me in my sleep and stolen it. Man, when I woke up, I was pissed. I was ready to take my shitty, poorly weighted spear and go ape on the homeless population in the park. And so I did. I crawled up out of the sewers in my squirrel pelt jacket and squirrel leather pants, holding my spear. I hadn't shaved in quite a while. I crept through the dark undergrowth, tiptoeing on feet that were, by now, as thick as the leather squirrel pelts, covered with thick calluses. I could see the hobos gathered around a steel barrel with a bunch of stuff on fire in it. I could just imagine them arguing about which pawn shop to take the gun and bullets to. Son of a bitch. I prepared myself mentally. I was going to leap out from behind this tree, run down there, and stab as many of them as I could. This chapter of my book was going to be called Six Against One. There were only four of them, but I wouldn't write that part down. I stood up, and I hefted my spear, and then someone tapped on my shoulder. I turned around, and it was a cop. "Hello, officer," I said. "Please don't interrupt me." "All right," he said. "Interrupt you in what, exactly?" "I'm going to run down there and stab a bunch of those homeless guys," I said. "It's going to be great." I scratched fervently at the fleas in my beard. Did I mention that I had fleas at this point? I had fleas. "You what now?" he said. "Oh," I said, "I see. You think I'm a homeless person." "No, officer. I'm an artist and a scholar, and I'm probably better off than you. I've been living for the past 6 months as Extreme No Impact Man. I'm trying to make as little impression on the world as possible. You know, for the environment."
"And how would stabbing a bunch of hobos benefit the environment?" he asked.
"Well, this is partially motivated by revenge, I admit," I said. "They stole my bullets, all of the bullets I had left, which I was saving for when I got really hungry and had to kill something. And my driver's license, and my 38 special. But really," I said, scratching really hard at my beard, "killing them would wipe out their impact on the environment as well. Think of it like buying carbon emissions credits, only I'm killing these guys." My beard really itched. "Hey," I said, "bonus points if I eat them, right?" Anyway, that's how I ended up in jail. Kind of blew the whole plan to shit. You know it costs over $20,000 a year to house a prisoner in a state prison facility? I swear to God. So I guess I'll have to call it 6 months as a badass,
instead of a year in the life of a total badass. But whatever. I'm sure any day now I'll get a letter from a publisher who wants to buy it.